In practical terms, the EPA will need to make a report to Congress and the president saying how they use these funds inappropriately, and they'll need to account for taxpayers' dollars spent here. But here's what it does for us. We're going to continue to call on Congress to defund the WOTUS rule. This GAO legal opinion is the latest salvo of information that we've received that this rule is flawed. It wasn't done properly. It needs to be fixed, and we need Congress to do that.
Now, there are still various lawsuits pending on the WOTUS rule, and Yeager explains what this will mean for them.
The courts have cited similar concerns with the various lawsuits out there. In the Sixth Circuit, there's a nationwide stay that remains in effect, but I want to emphasize that the stay is only temporary. Just last Tuesday, a week ago, the Sixth Circuit held a hearing on whether it has subject matter jurisdiction to hear the various WOTUS lawsuits, and we're waiting for them to make a decision on that. This news here with the GAO legal opinion strengthens our case that the EPA violated the relevant law and how they promoted the WOTUS rule. And really what we're going to do now is we're going to call on Congress to act now to get this rule fixed through the omnibus package and save the cattle industry money, time, and effort on litigating this rule through the courts.